Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Don Bracken is our guest, and he is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including Career of Gold, and another book that he's been on the show to talk to us about in the past was called The Words of War, and this is an example of media bias. We talked about that once before, and Don, welcome back to the show.
Well, glad to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me in again.
It's good to have you here. Now, the new book, Career of Gold, is all about those of us who are a little longer in the tooth, maybe at least a couple of gray hairs, about what we can do with the rest of our lives. And you actually live you walk the talk, because your book on the words of war, and your history reporting that you've done, is actually a second career for you, or maybe even a third career for you, isn't it?
It is, Jim. You've hit it right on. Yes, it is for us a little long in the tooth, a few gray hairs, if you have any hair. Yes, you're right. That is my Career of Gold, my Civil War book on the words of war. But let me go into a little bit on the Career of Gold, and I'll explain why I did that. And it all fits together, actually. The Career of Gold is a book that's designed for people roughly over 50, people who are going back into another career because they have to for financial reasons, or they want to because they want a sense of fulfillment, whatever it might be, and there are four good reasons for it, actually, but whatever the reason is, this is a book that will help those individuals who are uncertain about how to do it, because I did it, and I did it twice. And the second time is the one that I was on your program on June 22nd for. So, yes, I did walk the walk as well as talk the talk.
Well, you know, there are millions, literally millions of people. I mean, the baby boomers are almost 78 million Americans. And they're not to mention the people are in other parts of the world who are listening to our show right now over the Internet. There are millions of people who are in this age group, the over 50 age group, and they've either retired from teaching or from the government or from some company with, you know, they're 55 and they've got 30 years of service in, and that adds up to 85 total, and that's the magic number for retirement. And so they take their watch and their pension, and they exit. And but they're not dead. They don't want to stop they don't want to stop contributing to the world, and so they have other things on their mind. And I talk to them a lot of times, Don, and they don't exactly know where to go. They're looking for opportunities. They're looking for a place to fit, but they do want it to be a fit, don't they? They're not just looking for anything.
No, you're right, and it's good reasons for that. First of all, we're living longer than we used to. We're living longer now. Ladies are into their 80s, and men are in the high 70s. Those are the projections now for longevity. And because we are living longer, we are going to have greater financial needs, particularly if you're on a fixed income, because the dollar really is really declined in value. The last time I looked, it was 22 cents based upon the 1973 time when we came off the gold standard. So the dollar really on a fixed income is difficult. It's very, very difficult because you can buy less with the same dollar. So people are realizing now that they have to go back to another career, and they don't want to have to do something that's going to be either demeaning or else not paying enough to make it worthwhile. And sometimes many people are looking for a sense of fulfillment. So whatever the reason is, the ideal way to go about it is through a form of self-employment. Now, that sounds scary to some people, but it's not. And the reason it's not is because it is the one sure way to go to achieve the maximum growth that you want to achieve in life. And that you get through a sense of fulfillment. I don't think anyone really gets a sense of fulfillment working for somebody else. I just don't think so, because you're working to enhance that person's life, not your own. All you're doing is getting a paycheck out of it.
Although, I will say you this, though, Don. I've been talking for, since the last century, since the 20th century, I've been talking about what I call the century of the entrepreneur, which I believe the 21st century to be. But what I've been doing, and I'll get your thoughts on this in a second, I've been talking about two kinds of entrepreneurs. One kind is the kind like me and you, Don, who are willing to risk our own capital.
Right.
And the other kind is the entrepreneurial employee. And the main difference between that person and, say, you or me, is they want to risk our capital, not their capital. And
yeah,
so some people may want a piece of the action, and so they'll work for a small business owner. They just don't want a piece of the action and all the risk. And so I do believe that there are people out there, and because there are so many more small business owners today than ever before, I believe that there are places where some of these people looking for careers of gold can go. They don't need to, their goal is not to get rich. Their goal is just to add it, to be productive and to add some income. And I believe those people will find it. Many of them will find this career of gold as employees of a small business.
Well, that's a very good point, and I have to agree with you on that. Some people will find a fulfillment in that. You can find fulfillment in many ways. For a personality like you or for me, for example, the career goal it was written for that individual, the person who is looking for that to grab the brass ring, if you will, to really go out there and do something, even if it's not a huge thing. It could be a small thing. But to find something that's going to give them a good feeling about giving something worthwhile into society and to helping other people. And I mean, there's a number of ways you can do it. But the fact is, you have to do something, because we are living longer, and the dollar is really not what it used to be. And those are two realities.
Do you think one of the outlets that a lot of people are in this age group you're talking about, do you think some of them are, or I should say maybe a lot of them, are interested in franchise opportunities?
Oh, sure. That's another way to go. People can get a terrific feeling out of having their own business, and a franchise makes it a lot easier to avoid the headaches you might normally have from a pure startup.
Because many of them may be sitting on a little bit of a nest egg that they could, you know, maybe their parents have just died and they've come into a little inheritance. That's another thing that's a little bit more unique, I think, about the baby boom generation is the money that they're going to inherit over previous generations. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Don Bracken. He's the author of the new book called Career of Gold. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Hey, ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the lead singer of the Platters from the Wayback Machine. Don might remember that song.
I do indeed. I saw them play on the Ed Sullivan Show.
You know, people who we're talking about right now, the people who might be interested in a career of gold, the title of Don's new book, certainly would remember that song. And if you do remember that music, folks, or maybe you heard it when you were a little bitty kid, as I did, you're at a stage in your life where, you know, what are you going to do? Don, when I was younger and people retired, they worked till they were in their 60s, maybe 70s. And when they retired, they literally stopped working. They stopped doing anything. Maybe they had a little hobby. Maybe they went fishing. They played golf. But until recently, retirement meant I stopped working. But today, people are not only retire, they're not stopping working. They're continuing to work. But another reason is retirement for many people is not 60s or 70s. It's 50s, isn't it?
Well, it's
first retirement, I should say.
That's an interesting, it's a very interesting scenario you picture there, because, you know, going back, the word retirement came into being really in the business context in the 20s, in the Great Depression, mm-hmm. when they were trying to get people, older people out, to get younger people in to lower the unemployment ranks. So, but then it grew, and you're absolutely right. You know, it was like sitting on the front porch whittling wood, and I think that's probably caused a lot of people to die prematurely.
Yeah.
Because I think you have to have a reason for living, and I think work gives you that. And I think now, in this day and age, people aren't even considering that. If the word retirement comes in, it's a synonym for changing careers at this time, mm-hmm. or doing something interesting. It's a word that's losing its old meaning and taking on a whole new meaning.
Well, retirement today, I think for most people, all that means is I've ended one career and I'm on my way to something new. I don't know whether it's a new career, but I'm on my way to something new, not just to I'm waiting to die. Retirement right. in the 21st century, for most people, is not a time where you're waiting to die.
No, it's not. It is doing that, and there are a lot of different reasons why they're doing it. But I think the primary reason is financial.
Right.
I think we all realize that we have to finance our longer lives, and I think that's the basic reason for it. And I think in doing that, they are deciding, well, if they're going to do something, I'm going to do something I want to do. And they're going to do something that will give them a sense of fulfillment as well as a financial income. Because the reason they can do this, and it's an interesting thing, and it's, you might say it's the realization of it is a phenomenon. What's happening now is that people over 50 are beginning to realize just how good they are. They are so good. Their emotional intelligence is at a high. They're the highest in emotional intelligence, according to Goldman, who wrote his book back in the 90s. A classic piece of work, a great contribution mm-hmm. to the culture. People over 50 are in their prime when it comes to being emotionally mature, making better decisions. They can intellectualize and they can perceive without the tremendous tumultuous experience of emotional conflict. So they're better able to make decisions and they're better able to carry them out. And this is what they're beginning to realize.
They've got so many memories. You know, they've got memories of pain and anguish and survival.
Oh, indeed they do.
I mean that's one of the most important things that I bring to my business every day, is the fact that there's not too many things that can happen to me today that I haven't been through, and if one of those things happen again, you know, I'm going to say, you know what, I lived through this once before, I can make it now.
That's right. That's a huge part of that emotional intelligence, Jim.
Yeah.
You're right.
There's no question about it. But the memories. I remember hearing a story about an indigenous tribe that had no written language, and yet all this history was passed down, and they called it memories. The Indians called it memories.
Mm.
The elders passed down the memories. And there's a lot of memories in these old heads of baby boomers today, aren't there?
Oh, there certainly are, and that you can call that the accumulation of wisdom and skill, and those are the factors that make them so valuable in their 50s.
Right.
Because in addition to that great judgment, they have all of that experience, and now they can put it all together into a great package. And
you're encouraging them. You're encouraging them to start their own businesses, aren't you?
Yes, I do, because most of the people can do it. They may not even realize it, but they can do it because they have all these great qualities. And some people who have never tried it have never tested themselves, and they may have certain doubts about it, but they shouldn't, because they can do a lot more now than they ever could before in their lives.
If they worked for somebody else and they weren't in charge of managing the cash flow and the finances,
mm-hmm.
I don't care how smart you are, if you haven't been doing that, you've got to learn how to do that.
Well, that's a vital part of business, absolutely.
Yeah.
Some people have the experience of it, others don't, but they can learn, and you can learn pretty quickly.
Yeah. Don, give us your website, please.
Pardon?
Your website.
Oh, my website is historypublishingco.com.
Historypublishingco.com?
Right.
Okay, check it out, folks. The new book is called Career of Gold. He's got a lot of other stuff going on at that website. Don, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And we'll take a quick break and be right back with Gary Broadnax. We're going to talk about customer relationship management right after these messages.
give you my dog surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.